Ready?
All right. Call our meeting back to order. Got about 20 till 11. Forgot to announce at our 9 o'clock, all commissioners present, which is clear if you were listening. And we're ready to go with T-Highway contract. Who would like to lead on that?
I've talked to Mr. Akins and Mel, and this is the boilerplate that he uses with his private contracts and not his governmental entities that came from his office. So he needs to make some he needs to change or exchange the governmental one for the private one before we approve this. There are some things that you don't want to personally guarantee the county's debt on this contract, I don't think.
Mel, could I ask you to come up and give us a couple minute review of what's happening, what we're talking about at T-Highway?
Yeah, what we're talking about is doing some improvements to that intersection, putting a left turn lane in and evaluating the need and possibly also a drop right. And I haven't been involved with it a lot to this date. Mostly it's been Spencer, but my understanding is that this commission and Spencer met with MoDOT, and they expressed an interest in doing a 50-50 cost share on it, and that this contract here is to move forward with the design of that so that we can figure out exactly what improvements are necessary there, design those, and get a good cost estimate and get ready to bid to move forward with those improvements. Like Mr. Paulson said, we mistakenly put the wrong boilerplate contract in there, so I wouldn't ask you to approve it today till we exchange that out.
Okay. Mel, because we talked about this the other day as a commission, and we agreed on the pursuit. It actually was talked about in the grant pursuit, and we decided that we was going to do the 50-50 cost share on this project other than seek a grant on it and possibly not get it and all those things.
Right.
So what you're saying is there are terms in this agreement that need to be removed, and it needs to be like a government entity agreement.
Yeah, essentially, like, for example, if we do a contract for a private developer, we'll have them personally guarantee, you know, that they'll pay us. Well, that's not applicable to you. We have language in there as far as lien rights, that type of stuff. Just stuff that really doesn't apply to you. So it's just more of a private individual contract as opposed to a public entity contract. So.
Yeah, and we had word back from MoDOT that they were, I mean, this is the final deal. This is the agreement with MoDOT and with you, right?
This is the agreement with us to do the design work on it.
And MoDOT has agreed that...
Yeah, you'll have to do an agreement with MoDOT as well
right.
For the 50-50 cost share.
Similar to our Coon Creek improvement intersection.
Yes, right. Similar to that, yeah.
But patterned after it, isn't it? I mean, wasn't that what was said, Chuck? It was patterned after the Coon Creek deal. Mm-hmm.
Can you, probably heard it before, got any idea of our cost? Do you remember what the cost for your all's work is going to be?
I know that for our work.
For your design?
It's in there. Let me see.
Is it in the exhibit? Exhibit A. Exhibit B. Sorry.
Seemed like project cost was $100,000 maybe?
I think it's higher than that. Like I said, I don't...
That's okay.
Yeah.
No, it was like
$200,000, and the county's going to be out $100,000 maybe.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's like about 43.2 or something. Or
yeah, our fee on it is, according to this, is 43.3, but I don't know what the estimate is on the construction. You'd have to talk to Spencer about that.
I think we were talking about 350 or
that's
so.
That's what I was thinking, 350, 400, but I don't know.
That cost over that intersection. So.
Like I said, I've not been involved enough to give you that number.
Okay. Are you going to bring it back before the next 24 hours? If so, we need a table. If not, we'll just need to reschedule it. What do you think?
We can get you a revised one this afternoon.
Is that something fast as you can do?
Or do you want more time?
That's fine. Go ahead and, I mean, you'll see what I object to in there. And you've got different boilerplates, so you can just hold on to that.
These same things that he's concerned about, we've went through in the past on prior contracts. So we just, once we put the one that Bob's agreed to in the past. I don't think he's going to have a problem, but,
Make a motion to table this to the end of our 1 o'clock meeting in case things happen that quick.
All right, second.
Okay. Any questions, discussion?
Yeah, just check with Nikki on the signature page, too. I had a little problem with the signatures, how they were set up.
Okay.
I don't mean to be rushing, or if that didn't work, we can do it tomorrow or next day.
That's fine.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got dam site sewer improvements change order number 5. Got it in front of me here.
Yeah. Essentially, what it is that the contractor is requesting a 14 calendar day extension to his contract. The pumps for this project come from Sweden, and there was a big delay in getting those pumps to them. And I don't know if you've got all the documentation, but they provided some pretty compelling documentation that where they started trying to order these pumps in March, and they got put on the wrong boat or something like that. Anyway, they got here late, and so they're asking for 14 days to button up the project because the pumps came 3 weeks late. So.
It's change order number 5, is that correct?
Yes, so it's no cost. It's just a time extension.
Motion to approve change order number 5 for the dam site sanitary sewer improvements project.
And that was approved by the SUR board also.
Yeah, that's right.
Second.
On August 17th, it says here.
Yeah.
All those questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And I only got one copy. I can sign them now if you like. Next, we're ready for personal property refunds. Donna is on her way to the mic. While we're waiting her, and you're standing right here, is the $43,000, is that section 2? Is that addition? Ah, okay, sure. You don't have to mess with it. Thank you, sir. What are we looking at?
I said, are you going to want to look at these?
Probably. Why don't you throw them up here, and if they do, we can just sort through them and mess them all up.
That's 2007, and you can't vote on them because it goes before regular DOE. But we're just letting you know that they're that vote. So that's my copy.
Okay, so this is not a vote.
No. Can't vote on that one. We're just letting you know, be aware that we have 2007 being presented to us.
Okay.
But according to your
rules,
process, it goes before regular DOE.
Okay, so this is just an FYI.
Okay.
And there's no vote on that.
Okay.
This is the voting stuff.
Yeah. That was a discussion we had that we go back 3 years.
That's part of that ordinance, whatever that policy we created in BOE.
Since we're almost in 2010 tax assessment.
This is on our list here, but we still need to vote on it, you said.
This is going to be for regular BOE.
We're not going to vote on that. We're going to be voting on this. She's just going to, that's an FYI.
Ah,
okay.
I'll just take it back.
Yeah.
That's probably a good plan.
It's best. That's what we're voting on. So, Donna, this is what falls within the policy we created for BOE for refunds.
And they've been reviewed by myself and by Cindy, and there is very good documentation attached to the back of each one. In some cases, there was a form filled out for refund request by the actual individual. If several duplicates, you have like some mobile homes that were assessed on personal property that were also assessed on real. I checked the personal property, and there's proof there that it was taxed and paid on real property.
You have two that are struck through. In our motion, do we want to make sure we omit those then? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is 2009. Do you have the 2007, or do you just leave them over there? What'd you do with those?
2007.
That one is not for us. It was just an FYI.
I didn't want to get it mixed in.
No, she took it back.
Oh, you got it back. I was looking for it. That's the reason I was.
These are all 2009?
2009 and 2008.
And 8.
Would you like me to go through them separately, or do you want to read them all?
I've got about halfway through. I don't see anything myself. But. Anybody comfortable to move forward?
I mean, if you follow the policy and you had other people look at it, that's why I'm comfortable moving forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then I move that we approve personal property abatements, and I'm going to just caveat, see attached list, and there is two that are omitted, and they're scratched out on there. The two that are omitted on this BOE are last four digits, 0280 and 0281. They need to be omitted off the list, but my motion is to approve the list supplied.
And that they'll insert the
and they'll insert report. That into the minutes. So.
Okay.
And the
yes, sir.
The refunds as the way it's posted. Do you want to state it as posted?
Yeah, I mean
you said abatements on it and just
motion to approve abatements for personal property refunds.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do we have a second?
Nope.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Any questions or comments? All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Thank you. I believe you did. All right. Thank you. Okay. Next on our list is Nikki, work session.
She just dropped it off. She said she had nothing else besides this list. She obviously has some meetings to post, but this is what we have as of right now. There was two other things that I just wanted to bring up. That may cause more meetings, but Nikki, that's what Nikki's saying. But there's Don caught me in the hallway. We saw some emails about September 23rd being the county auction date. That's the best date that the auditor's office could find out. So wanted to make sure we were aware of that, and that if we had a problem with that date, to change it as soon as possible. But in checking all the records for county dates, Don said that was the best date that they came up with. Along with that, if I misspeak, Don, you just speak up. Along with that, if we are going to hire an auctioneer, we need to have a 14-day advance notice on that auctioneer. I think in the past we've used Rick, but once again, if we want to do something different, we need to do it before well in advance of 14 days. The last thing, which is probably going to cause a work session, is that we just recently got the vehicle list of the vehicles that are over at available for auction, I guess, or available to sell or to trade out. And what we've got to do is I would like to look at our existing fleet and see if we can't trade out some of our existing fleet with some of these newer vehicles. So that may require a little action, some sort of action from us.
I think it will.
To finalize the list.
I visited with some of the people in different departments that are driving vehicles, and they thought that we would.
Also, a list on the side, if you can't even throw down what was wrong with the cars, so that you have knowledge of on the side what you're going to have to do to get them up and working on some of them. Some of them you don't have to worry about, but just so you.
Okay.
Sorry, I did a small run.
Is it all right for us to have a direct, I mean, how to maybe get the vehicle list of what we've got currently or have an assessment of what we have currently? How would we go about doing that?
I think that the people, like, have come forward to me. Why don't they, why don't we send out a little department to the department heads or to the different departments and have them, the people that are driving a vehicle that they said that they would rather have another one of these, why don't we do that?
Well, we may just want to have a work session because they could come in and do that. Plus, we're looking for other items, too, besides vehicles. We need to get the other things.
Okay.
Right. And right now, we don't have very much of the option other than these cars.
Guns. So why don't, if you guys are all right with that, let's get a work session. We've got some other meetings and talk about the vehicles.
Okay.
Okay. October
or September?
October.
I'm sorry, I said September. October
23rd. That's my anniversary. Does that have any problem with that?
Maybe your wife will buy you a gun.
Yeah. I don't want her to buy a gun.
Everything else is
That's fine. I mean, I'm good with the date.
Okay.
So we'll direct Nikki to get a work session. We'll send it out so people can participate with maybe updating their vehicles and all that.
We need to probably next step make sure we get the auctioneer decision and then let me know and then get lined up.
I guess we'll label it auction work session.
Yes.
Countywide auction work session. Right, auction work session. The only other thing, just Nikki's usually administrative, is Rick Finley had sent out now two emails about an attachment. I think he labeled it MDA, which is Management Discussions and Analysis. It's something that we have to sign off on so that he can send it back to our outside auditor so that we can go to the next process. We do this annually. So if you haven't looked at it, I've already reviewed it. Rick needs direction from us. So that he can move forward with the outside audit process with Andy. So you should have two emails. Rick sent another one. We sent one last week or a week before, and then he sent one this morning too. So I think the attachment is called MDA. It's the MDA is what he calls the subject of the matter, subject of the email.
So do we need to have a work session on that?
No, just review it. If there's issues, it's an FY. Basically what it says is we need the MDA back to our outside auditor so that we may finalize the 09 audit.
Do we need to approve it or?
Just make sure, Rick just wants to make sure we've reviewed it. There's nothing we can change about it because it's the audit. But he just wants to make sure we have reviewed it and let him know that you reviewed it. There's no action on the commission other than that he wants the commission to say they've viewed the documents.
Okay.
And if you have questions, go to Rick, obviously. And right. Rick's here now because I've used his name in vain a couple of times. So, did I misrepresent the MDA? You want feedback if there's feedback.
I want feedback if there's feedback.
And acknowledgement that they've looked at it.
Yes. So, if you guys just let me know, I would like to get that back to our outside auditor as soon as possible so we can get that audit down here. And so give you a couple of days. Is Wednesday okay? You get back to me by Wednesday?
Tomorrow?
Well, Thursday. I was thinking Monday because we're having this meeting. Thursday. If you could do that, if you have anything, get back with me.
Okay.
And I sent you another email and highlighted what you could change. That's what I did.
Okay. Here's a document you asked for. All right. So, anything we need to talk about on weekly agenda as far as Nikki's part?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So we are looking to get back together on Kazemails this week, right?
Yep, that's what she's working on scheduling, yes.
And
the auction, countywide auction work session.
Okay.
Which is related to the vehicles and other materials.
It's something I can't even remember now what it was, but I think I sent Nikki a message yesterday hoping to get an issue on sometime this week.
It was...
I probably even copied you guys.
You did. I'm trying to think what it was on.
I don't have my phone. It's dead.
Here, let me look real fast. I just saw it. It was...
Walk through... let's see. No.
You sent it out yesterday, I believe. Road petitions.
That's today.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck sent it to Nikki and or that's what the question was. When do you want these discussed road petitions? And then you responded. That's Nikki sent to us three, and Chuck's response to all of us was Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But it actually happens to be
already on there today.
It's on the agenda today during Frank's session.
All right, so we're good to go.
Yep. On that, that's the only one I could see that you had sent a request to set a meeting up.
Okay. We got Mr. Paulson.
Okay, and Nikki's already, excuse me, sir, Nikki's already sent meeting for us on Wednesday for both of those.
So. Okay. Can we go ahead and do the next two so we don't have to put people off on our executive? We've got staff departmental meeting purchasing.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't either.
Anybody know anything?
Mm-hmm. I think that's standard, isn't that just the default? I think that's...
Okay. So. When I had an issue come to me on the telephone yesterday about the wellness center and who gets to attend, does anybody know off the top of their head when our next...
That
don't we have a monthly or...
To Nikki.
Pardon me?
Nikki would be the one you need to address that with.
What I was asking is when was our... She comes to us once a month or every other month, or how's that scheduled? Anybody remember?
I think we told her quarterly. After last time, we just said come back to us quarterly. Monthly, I think, was coming too often.
Okay.
I don't bet it. You need to schedule that? We can have her schedule a work.
Yeah, I don't know. It has to be special unless it's going to be, unless quarterly's a long way off.
Yeah,
the issue just to,
there for a while, so.
There's a policy. I think Bob, didn't you write a policy? Who can use the?
I don't remember. I remember there was an issue involving it, and I think something was written, but
I thought there was something.
I'd have to check. I mean, I really don't remember.
The question, so you can have it in your minds, what was? How about our board members? We have.
I see.
Sewer board, IDA board, planning and zoning, and all those folks that. They actually get a little money, not very much for what they do.
Yeah, we didn't address that.
No, they're not necessarily an employee, but anyway, that question came up on the phone yesterday, so
okay.
We can talk about that sometime in the near future if we would, please.
I think we referred back to our insurance.
We'd have to pull the policy up and kind of see. We just need to pull up what we wrote, so.
Yeah.
I think we referred back to our insurance. Who's covered in our insurance is how we determined that.
Well, that is how it was
phrased. It was.
If you're eligible
for insurance.
For insurance. If you can obtain insurance through the county, then you and your
members, I mean,
your family members who are eligible to be on it.
So should I respond that we're not going to do that, or should
Well, I don't know. I mean, you may want to change the policy.
I won't change it.
You guys need to discuss it, I think.
For instance, if they provided health insurance or something or whatnot. In other words, we're all right to talk about it later?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. All right. Last one on this morning then is executive session minutes. And I'm sure you all got a copy of this. I assume you got a copy of this.
Sure.
Was brought to my attention last Tuesday and looking for an explanation.
I'm looking for some notes first here. This is another classic case where I think head nodding got us in trouble versus a vote. This is the executive session minutes has been somewhat one of those situations where we've had disagreements or different, no formal policy of how we want to direct the clerk's office to set meetings to take executive session minutes. So, once again, two things. The meeting minutes hadn't been approved since July. I directed Nikki to, because I thought we had head nodded a year ago that we were going to go to, I think the topics listed in that email. Once again, no vote to show that we've ever had a formal policy. So we'll just not beat around the bush and we'll just create a policy.
Nope.
Sorry, Danny.
Oh.
So here's my motion. I move to adopt the following format in which executive minutes are taken, which complies with RS reviews.
Revised Statutes of Missouri.
Thank you. 610.020.6. The following is what we'll take in executive session minutes. This is the motion. Reason for going into the closed session, which is the one of the 22 reasons, the date, the time, the place, members present, members absence, and only motions with a vote taken. So that's my motion of how we'll create the format.
Okay. Jim, everything that's there is, I think, what we had agreed upon except it was all motions and votes were taken. Were taken in the minutes. All motions and votes, but you've got all only motions with votes.
Well, the reason is the loophole that if someone wanted to play a game, which would be make a motion to explain the entire reason for the executive session, it won't get a second, but then it's in the executive session. So let's say it was an executive session about somebody, and because of this format, someone can make an outlandish motion that says, I move that because we met about this, this, and this, and this, and they did this and this, that's why it has to be with the vote taken, because a lot of times motions are taken seconds.
I'm in agreement with you, but I'm before.
Right.
The policy that we used was members present.
There's no way to prevent. The problem is there's no way to prevent something like that happening.
Yeah. I forget how this has been a topic of discussion ever since I've been here about that, and we've always had, even at the end of the prior commission.
Well, I have emails going back to 06.
Yeah.
Issues.
So that was the way that I understood that executive session minutes would be. Now, I think that we have asked, commissioners have asked that something be in the minutes, and I know they have in regular session minutes that it be adopted in minutes, but without approval, the other two's got to vote on it. But this is fine with me. I don't know. This is according to the Missouri statute. So.
That's what Mr. Paulson outlined for me, what we have to have in the meeting minutes, and that's why I wanted to put it to a vote so that there's no more question about what we're putting in the executive session minutes.
Yeah, I'm seconding it. You said you make a motion?
Yeah, that was my motion to do that.
I'll second this motion on this here.
Okay.
Questions or discussion?
Just on what I had there about what was previously done. So
if this passes, then if a commissioner made a comment and asked it to be entered in the record, which has happened over time, both in regular and executive session meetings, that won't happen.
With an executive, that won't happen.
This is basically a policy, this motion, to give direction to the person taking the minutes so that what comes to you. Obviously, the commission can always vote at any time to do something different. You can approve minutes differently than your general policy. But this is your policy so that the person taking the minutes knows what you're looking for, and they bring you exactly what you're looking for. You can approve those minutes without any changes. If you want to include a sentence or two that doesn't normally go in the executive session minutes, it doesn't go with your policy, but
specifically say it in the executive session, but the problem is we've got hundreds of executive sessions not approved because we can't
agree on what goes in them.
Exactly. Dating back from July
and
last year.
How do you discuss what's in the executive session that you don't want included if it's stuff that you don't want public? So you have to do that in the executive. That's not one of the reasons to go into executive that I can see to approve executive minutes. So
But since there's no formal process, this at least creates a formal process.
Okay, I apologize. I kind of got lost in that. We've got a whole bunch of minutes that need to be approved, executive session minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not review those in executive session to see if there's anything that's in there that we don't want in there?
Well, you can go in under personnel issues, I suppose, or whatever the issues were and review them.
So, yes, we could.
I think you can probably you can probably do that. I want to look at it a little more closely, but it's not one of the 22 reasons for going in to look at minutes, but you could say that what you're looking at are personnel issues and litigation issues, and you're weeding out what you don't want in the
When you approve an executive session minute, if it's not a case where it's open to the public yet, doesn't that have to be done in the executive session? Or do you do it
As a practical matter, I would say yes, it does.
Otherwise, you'd be doing it in an open session, and then they'd be open.
I agree.
I'm still not certain where we're headed. I have concern, and of course, I'm a short timer. It won't make a lot of difference to me, but you have three county commissioners. We don't always agree on something. And what I think I see happening is you could have a commissioner who wants something entered in the record. And if the other two don't want it entered in the record, then he's out of luck, or she's out of luck if it happened to be a lady.
That's correct.
And so
I mean, that's correct. It's the policy is a policy. Now, can it be adjusted? Absolutely. But what we've got right now is zero direction for the clerks. And we have three or four or five different clerks taking executive session minutes. We need to at least have some sort of format. And this is precisely the problem. We've got to agree on something.
And we've kind of chased a little bit of a rabbit here, in my opinion. And this issue came up because the clerk's office was asked to remove all comments and subjects discussed from July 6, 2009. And there was no meeting of the commission on this?
I think that it was discussed here. It's been discussed several times in the past, but I think it was discussed with Mr. Eust sitting over there that would be a good idea to do that, but there wasn't, I don't know if there was a consensus from the county commission at the time, but I really can't remember.
Would it not be wise, don't you think, Bob, if we're asking for comments and subjects to be removed from minutes, that there should be a vote of the county commission?
From the draft of the minutes, to approve the minutes requires a vote of the county commission, and any commissioner can request that changes be made and make a motion that this be included, and it would take a vote of two people to include those in the minutes. I don't think these were minutes, they were drafts of minutes.
So the short answer to my question is there should have been a meeting by the county commission for such a request to be made.
We don't have meetings about discussing draft minutes now. And once again, it's a head nodding thing that we've done in the past, which has caused the main problem.
To approve minutes, you need the commission to vote. Drafts of minutes, would it be wrong for somebody to say, give us a draft of the minutes?
So you think,
I don't know the answer
to
that question.
What doesn't make sense to me, and I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, it doesn't make sense to me that one county commissioner can go to the clerk and ask them to modify the draft minutes.
Well,
those draft minutes, if they're going to be modified, should be an action of the county commission, not one county commissioner.
The draft minutes are the responsibility of the entity taking the minutes. The clerk is responsible when she's taking the minutes to take the minutes, or her deputy. And they take them in the format that they see fit. And the deputy clerk answers to the clerk. For one of the three of you to request somebody to do something, that happens all the time. But does it have the authority of law? You guys only act by your minutes. The county commission didn't tell Mr. Eust, or there was no action taken for the county commission to tell him to do anything. But any one of you can make a request of them that you get a draft of the minutes that only includes the following. I mean, that's certainly appropriate. And Donna could say, no, that's not what we're going to do to her employee, and they could come up here with the full extent of the draft of the minutes. But you guys approve the minutes, and certainly if two out of the three of you said this is what we want, only that, then that's the way the minutes would be. Or if two of you said no, we want this detail in there, that's what would be approved. But those are the actual minutes. These are drafts of minutes, and those are the responsibility of the people taking the minutes to bring to you in accurate form for you to either approve or modify in some way that reflects the record the way you remember it.
You mentioned if two approve, you mean a meeting. In other words,
that's why you approve minutes at your meetings. Yeah,
at meetings,
right.
You can't just go to two county commissioners and get their approval and then go modify the meetings.
Not the minutes. I mean the draft of the minutes. Those aren't approved by anybody. Those come to you. And that's why you approve the minutes. If there's something in there that you don't like or something in there that isn't in there that you want in there, certainly you can move to have those included or excluded. That's why minutes are approved. It's the responsibility of the clerk or whoever's taking the minutes to take the draft of the minutes.
It's kind of like, let's move the reasoning here behind out of executive session minutes. There was we all was aware of a vote that was taken in regular session the other day that wasn't correct in the minutes. And so, I don't know, I made a comment about something whenever I was reading the minutes, and I went down to Jim to find out, you know, if he'd listened to the tape or what, and because it had me voting, I think Mr. Strauss had voted no on it.
It was the opposite. You and I were opposite, I think.
Yeah, we were opposite on the votes, and it had it reversed, I mean, in the minutes, and I wanted it changed. And so I asked about it, and we did in the regular minutes, but that was right before the meeting, and then we changed it, and it was the minutes were approved.
But should something go somewhere from staff that makes it look like it's from the commission? It may have been inadvertent. I've looked at the memo that you're talking about, but, I mean, yeah, probably something shouldn't be perceived as coming from the commission unless there was a vote of the commission. But, you know, any one of the commissioners can say what they want to say. I mean, none of you have the authority, and I've said this a lot of times, and I'm not being disrespectful, none of you have any authority whatsoever by yourself, only as a body of commissioners, and only by the minutes do you act.
The problem is, Bob, that's the way it is. But what actually happens, a county commissioner, and I'm on any issue, makes statements to staff, whether it's our office staff, some other department staff, for them to do things. Mm-hmm. And they go do them.
And every commissioner?
And the other two commissioners may not have a clue what's happening. And that happens a whole lot.
Every commissioner since I've been here has exercised at times that situation, and staff is going to listen because one of three of their bosses is telling them that. So, you know,
it's a very difficult situation for the staff. I understand.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you listen to one of your three bosses?
But my point is, it shouldn't happen. I mean, if we're talking about, hey, we got water spilled in the floor, small issues that don't affect a large amount, it makes sense that you shouldn't have to go to the county commission and have a meeting.
Or can you type this up for me or something like that?
But when we come to talking about changing the minutes.
Changing the draft minutes.
When was the last time we approved minutes in executive session? Anybody know?
February, we had approved them through June of 2009.
Okay, so we haven't approved anything this year.
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing this year since July. What's the memo say? July?
July 6th.
There you go.
Day.
That's the last time that meeting and forward have not been approved.
So that's why you picked July 6th?
Absolutely. Because you have initials approving every one of them, and I'm not going to sign off on any of those minutes because there's too much data, and I was under the understanding that we had agreed on some other format. So
also, now we're getting to the crux of the matter is those that Danny and I have looked at.
Danny hasn't looked at those.
Okay, well, I looked at a lot of them and signed off on them, and you're not happy with the information that's in those minutes, and you want it cleaned out. What did you just say?
What I said was, the reason we go into let's get to the root of the case. You've got a conspiracy theory that I'm trying to hide something. I've heard, and it's absolutely humorous to me. So what I'm saying
not funny
is,
to me at all, Jim.
That's fine. It's funny to me. That's why I'm trying to do is let's give some direction to the people who work for us and do their jobs to give them some guidance so they don't get caught in the crossfire of a personal issue you may have with me. So that's why the motion's on the floor to create a format so that there's no more question about this is important, this is not important. Let's have a proper process. And so that's why I've made this motion, a proper process based off the statute.
That sounds real great, Jim, but what you did was you told Nikki to have the clerk clean out comments and subjects from the minutes.
Not clean out.
All right, remove.
Okay.
Excuse me. Through the present and remove all comments and subjects discussed.
Because that's the reason.
I reviewed the minutes as you brought to attention just today, going back so we could approve them. And you just said here a minute ago that you didn't like all the stuff that was in there. And so to take care of that problem, you instructed Nikki to go to the clerk. Is that wrong? Is that not what you said?
Chuck,
Is that all you just said?
I am laughing at the conspiracy.
Well, I don't care if you're laughing. It's not funny to me.
It's hilarious to me.
We're talking about changing the minutes.
No, we're not. We're talking about draft minutes.
I don't care if you say they're draft or they're not.
Oh, I do, because it's against the law to change the proof minutes. Okay? It's very much against the law to do that.
Again, I don't see that there's anything funny about changing minutes. And you have said we have had minutes, and I think Danny's gone through some of them. It's not just been me, and approved us approving them and signed off on them. And you have just brought up, and you said that you do not approve of what's in those minutes. And so to correct that, you've instructed Nikki to go to the clerk and have that stuff removed.
I think you're trying to put a bunch of things in play here that is not even a factor. I mean,
it's just what you said, Jim.
No, it's not what I said, Chuck.
It's not what you said?
No, sir.
Well, let's go back and listen to the tape, because I think that's what you said.
You know, I think I'm just going to call for the question.
Okay. Any other discussion on changing the minutes?
Approving
a policy for taking executive session minutes is really the official motion.
I want to make a statement on one deal because I think it's important that we do. At one time, executive session minutes was brought up for approval, and I went through all up-to-date executive session minutes, and neither one of you gentlemen had reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't do anything. I made the comment. I think if you want to listen to the tape, you'll find out that I made the comment. I have reviewed executive session minutes up to this date, but you, either one of you gentlemen, hadn't reviewed them. So there was no vote taken or anything like that. I just wanted to make that statement, because if we're going to go back and listen to tapes and all that, you'll hear that I have made that statement, that I had reviewed executive session minutes. I hadn't asked that anything be done to them or anything like that, but I hadn't approved them or anything. So just wanted to make that statement before we take the vote.
Josh, is it really important? Jim's wanting to get a vote.
Well, it's on this matter. Can I?
You think it'll change the vote? All right, go ahead.
I think that, Jim, are you wanting this to, I just have a question. Is this applying from this date forward, or were you taking this retroactive?
I was going to do retroactive. Otherwise, we're going to go through from the all the draft minutes that we have going back.
Retroactive is not what you mean. You're talking about any minutes to be approved from this time on. If they've already been approved, they are the minutes.
Absolutely.
But, Bob, what I'm saying is you've got minutes that are not approved, and he's wanting to apply this back to those minutes that have not yet been approved. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I.
The draft minutes. Because the
excellent
form,
question. Thank you.
I think that.
The form is incorrect.
I think those meetings minutes need to stay. I don't think we need to mess with them. I think your policy needs to be from this date forward. I would support that. I would support that motion, but not going back. And
for draft minutes.
For draft minutes and changing past sets of draft minutes. I don't think.
Thank you for your support. Appreciate that.
Chuck, I'm going to say that.
Thank you.
Going forward, I'll support your motion, but not going back on draft minutes and changing them. No.
Again, any minutes that you want to approve, you can approve in the form that you want them from this point forward. They're the commission's.
I guess we can use it as a template to approve the existing unapproved draft minutes.
The commission minutes are the commission minutes, and you approve them or not.
But let me say this. Josh, I appreciate what you said, but you're not aware of what's been put in the minutes. And as we reviewed the minutes, as I reviewed the minutes, and at one time I was the only one that reviewed the minutes, I seen things in there that I didn't think should be put in the minutes and approved. As I looked into the minutes, I seen things that I didn't think should be in the minutes and approved, because those are executive session minutes, and some of them involve personnel, some of them involve ongoing litigation, some of them involve. Now, here's the problem, and I'm not blaming anyone, but we have a new person this morning that's taken minutes, and definitely I'm not blaming her, but I'm saying that we have like numerous people that have taken minutes from the clerk's office, and they do not have a standard that they're wanting to go by, that we wanted to go by. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate your comment, but I don't think you understand that we have the situation of a standard that we want to present to the clerk that we want in executive session minutes.
I mean, I understand. I understand you're wanting guidance there, but I'm under the direction that am I not understanding that the clerk has to uphold the laws that are already written, and that law is already written. So if there's an issue, she's not here. I mean, we need to bring her into the discussion, too, because obviously she's not. If they're not being taken properly now under the law, then she's not doing her job, and I haven't heard anybody.
There's a minimum that's required by the statute. It's set forth in 610. And there are counties, I know of one county in particular that doesn't even keep minutes. They are minutes. It's called the Book of Actions. And all they do is put down votes, and that includes their open sessions. County commissions in the past here in Taney County have debated more detail, less detail, but the constant that remains is there are 22 reasons to go into executive session. And they're very good reasons, and they're for subjects that need to be discussed and discussed frankly in executive session that don't need to be public, such as personnel issues, strategy for litigation where the lawyers are not going to talk frankly, and neither are the commissioners if every word comes out of there. There are reasons the legislature has put those 22 exceptions in place. So I guess it can constantly be debate as to what goes in the executive session minutes and what does not. There is no debate as to what has to go in. And it's up to the county commission what goes in beyond what has to.
Right. I agree.
The problem, to answer your question, without the minimums have always been met, okay, in the minutes taken, which is the clerk's department, okay? The problem is the county can be put in, and I believe in some of the draft minutes, in legal jeopardy because of too much information was put in the minutes from personnel to contract to litigation. And so the clerk's doing her job and the direction of all of her employees. They are doing the minimum. And so the problem is the maximum is the issue, is too much. If we disclose all the information of the meeting, then why go into executive session? The reason you go into executive is one of 22 reasons is to protect the personnel, and you understand that.
I understand that, and another thing, Chuck, I thought of too is this happened over at the Ambulance District a while back. They went into executive session, and there was an objection on minutes from an executive session that they were going to approve, and one of the board members, I brought up, I believe it's in the Sunshine Law book somewhere, I have to look, but I brought up the fact that he can't enter in an objection on a written objection if the others approve, and I believe, I don't know if they were discussing that, but that is I believe their attorney agreed that can be done. Bob can probably.
Let me do this. Let me modify my motion to going forward, and I just won't approve the other minutes. I can just want to vote. I won't vote to approve any of the executive sessions in question that are the drafts. So we can either, you guys can agree if you want to. We'll leave them unapproved, and going forward, this is the motion going forward.
I'll second bad. I mean, if that's...
That's perfect.
I like to know what the motion is.
It is the minimums. You can hand her a copy, so...
Okay, just to let you know, on my point of view, as the person responsible for taking the minutes for the records, is that we will have no less than the date, the time, the location, members present, and a subject. I'm not going to allow a motion that says, I will make a motion to do that, and not include what the that is.
The entire motion has to be in...
That's right. Yeah. If it is not inclusive in the motion, then I'm going to give what a description of what's going on. And I'm not going to include any personalities. I'm not going to include any argument. I think that's a waste of historical documentation.
The motion covers what we've got here.
The motion covers the state statutes.
Yeah, I don't think you even need to make a motion. If it's a directional thing, a personality between an employee of mine that has been doing something that you feel is inadequate, if you will come to me individually, I will.
The problem is we need the motion.
Because one person has given direction and there's an objection to that one person having given direction.
And if
there's not a vote of the commissioners, then there is no direction, I guess.
And I believe we've had some head nodding. You know, sometimes we don't vote. We just say we all agree. We head nod. So there's no official document. We need an official record saying here's the official format so that you know what you can grip because you're training new people right now.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't record nods. If you don't make an official motion, I'm not doing it.
But it's hard for direction, and that's what we've had. So that's why there's a motion on the floor.
Okay.
So going forward, that's the motion.
Other discussion? I would like to repeat myself that each commissioner here, I believe, has made comments before that said, I would like the record to show X, Y, Z. And... This action is going to make that more difficult for whoever that commissioner may be, because they'll have to go and get an exception to the rule in order to get their comment put in the record.
If I may address that, I have had individual commissioners come to me and ask me to add this conversation or that conversation, and I can remember two of the occasions. One was Mr. Pennell and one was Mr. Strahan, and both times I requested that it come back before the commission and the commission make a motion to include that in the minutes, and then I will include it. Yes, sir?
That's great. I appreciate that. What I'm addressing, Donna, is during the minutes, during the meeting, a commissioner will sometimes say, I would like the record to show XYZ. During the meeting, that is asked. And if there's no argument about it, which I can't remember any time it's been argued down, that hasn't gone in.
Yes, because the other commissioners have an opportunity to say, no, I disagree.
Right.
And so if they don't do that, we just put it in.
So.
And that's been the circumstances where we've requested something from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. All right. I reckon we're ready to go back to Bob Paulson work session.
I'm a 5-minute recess.
Take a 5-minute break.
Okay. Got that one.